The following program is paid for by All Financial.
Welcome to the All Financial Hour with Steve All.
My job is to sit down with people and actually figure out what their wishes, hopes, and dreams are.
Powered by All Financial Group, where your money matters.
Clients come in, Steve, what can you do for me? Can you protect my assets? But I'd like to participate in the market if the market goes up. And if you can get me a predictable income, those are great. So we build our philosophies around the three P's.
Steve All and the All Financial Group want to help ensure your plans are on track for the retirement you deserve.
It's about a standard of living, not an amount of money. It's how they want to live in retirement.
And now, the All Financial Hour, because your money matters.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to the All Financial Hour with Steve All. My name is Jessica. Happy to be here with you today. And I want to make sure you get the phone number right off the bat. So when you have questions or concerns about what we're talking about, you give a call and you say, Steve, I want more information about that. 636-230-8824. 636-230-8824. Of course, the website, yourmoneymatters.stl.com. Tons to talk about on today's show. The 4% rule, you've heard about it. Is it still a good idea? Not a good idea? Plus, I mean, just a conversation around inflation and market volatility. We're going to get to that in just a few moments. But Steve, welcome. How you doing?
It's a great week. Things are busy at the office. People are coming in. You know, we got some of the people that are coming in. They got that question like, you know, well, I need to wait for the market to recover. And it's like, that's one of the things that we look at. What if it continues to go down?
Mm-hmm.
We can assist in that. And when the markets recover across the board. So it's an exciting time of the year. The markets are nuts. The volatility's there.
Mm-hmm.
The question on whether the Fed's doing the right thing or the wrong thing. It's just, like I said, it's crazy times. But the good thing about it, I think with a good financial plan, I get asked all the time, your client's got to be driving you nuts. And I said, no, not really. We still have to call them, get them in for the reviews. We sit down and talk about what's going on. But I don't get the panic phone calls. I said, because I build portfolios different than a lot of other people. So if you got any questions about that and you're concerned about your portfolio, please don't hesitate. Give us a call. Let's sit down and talk how we might be able to assist you.
Yeah, how great is that for everyone else to be panicking and market volatility and, oh my gosh, I lost all this money, and you're sitting at home going, nope, all good, because Steve All of the All Financial Group, he put together a plan for me, and I know I'm set and secure. And if that's something you're looking for, give a call today, 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824. The guy who invented the concept of the 4% rule, he thinks it's too early to cut the withdrawal rate to 3% because of today's volatile markets. Bill Bingen feels it would take a catastrophic set of circumstances before people reduce their withdrawal rate. So, Steve, what's your message about how much to take from retirement accounts during this, you know, type of economy?
Okay, I look at it as one of the biggest things when people come in and sit down with me is income planning. How am I going to take this thing called the nest egg? I've accumulated these assets, and how am I going to get an income from it? And I hate to say it, it's got to be an after-tax income. That's the only thing that we can spend. And we look at it, the 4% rule. The 4% rule was basically, if I take out 4%, adjust for inflation, I should be fine. Well, it works about 85% of the time. Okay, wait a minute. That doesn't sound like a very high number when I'm looking at my retirement.
Right.
So one of the things that we do when we look at our income planning is I can use the 4% rule. I just like to add a 2 to 3 year buffer to it. Why? Because that way, if we have a year like we've had this year, I'm not taking money from a decreasing asset. I think that's very important to do. Another way that you can build income, dividend stocks. We can set enough aside enough of your money for dividend stocks so that the dividend stocks pays out the dividend. Yeah, the price will go up and down, but the dividends stay fairly close to the same as long as we're dealing with good quality companies. And then the other thing that people like, guaranteed income. I think that's one of the best things that we can have. Social Security is guaranteed income, and it's guaranteed by the federal government. A pension is guaranteed income. That's guaranteed by my employer. And if I have an income need, I think an annuity is a great way to guarantee my income. Now, the guarantees of an annuity are from an insurance company, so they're all guaranteed. And I look at it to the point, which would you prefer? Which would you prefer? If I get to build a 4% rule, I could build a dividend, I can build a guaranteed. And a lot of people says, well, I like the annuity, but that my money's illiquid.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really touch the principal. And I said, well, if I need a dividend stock and it's paying around 5%, that principal's frozen too, because if you take money out of that, the 5% won't meet your income. And it's almost the exact same thing with the 4% rule. So almost all of these baskets of money are pretty well considered to be illiquid. Can I get to the principal? Yes. So I look at it and say, which would best fit for you? You know, Jane came in, divorced. She had about 800 to 1.2 million in assets. We set enough aside of her that she could actually put the annuity. We let it grow up for about 5 years. Then we turned on an income stream about 3 years ago. Well, Jane comes in for reviews and it's kind of like, well, what's going on with the market? You know, well, it's up or it's down, whatever it basically is. She goes, I'm not as concerned about it today because that annuity that we turned on the income, that meets most of my expenses. I don't have to take anything out of my portfolios anymore to meet my expenses. So if you're unsure how you're going to get income from your portfolio, call now. Ask for the income plan. We'll get together. We'll talk about it. But give me a call now. Let's figure out how you're going to get that income in your retirement years.
That's what it's all about, making sure you have that income, income, income. And if you want to put together that comprehensive income plan, give a call today, 636-230-8824. We'll make it complimentary for you for the first five callers, 636-230-8824. Don't forget about the website, of course, yourmoneymatterstl.com. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal that talked about now being a great time to do a conversion to an after-tax Roth IRA. The reason is the value of assets are down in a bear market. So are the taxes on a Roth IRA opening the door for further growth and tax-free withdrawals? What's your thought about this?
Well, my statement of it is I've always been a fan of Roth conversions. For the right people, the right time. If you have too much money in your IRAs and 401ks, you are going to be subject to tax rate risk in the future. You know, we're in historically low tax rates. You know, the Trump tax cuts are going to expire at the end of 2025. So the time frame that we have has decreased tremendously on the Roth conversions. We're in historically low tax rates. I know a lot of people, when I say that, go, how does he say it? They're low compared to the history. We are in historically low tax rates. So I look at it, we had Sally come into the office. She had an account that was down almost 35% from another advisor. And she looked at it and says, should I do anything on the Roth conversions? Well, she's got about $1.5 to $2 million in assets and sitting on a lot of cash. So I looked at it and I said, you know, now would be an excellent time to do that. We could do a couple different things. One, we're converting a decreased asset. Two, you have the money to be able to pay the taxes outside of the account. It works when somebody actually has to pay the taxes out of the conversion, but it doesn't work as well. It takes longer to recoup and to be ahead in the game. But I look at it for most people. If you're in that part where you've got too much money in your IRAs and your 401ks, what are taxes going to be in the future? Have you looked at your required minimum distributions? And the government changed what they promised us a long time ago. You can save money in your IRAs and 401ks, and when you pass away, your heirs have their lifetime to take it to get the money. Secure Act said, nope, that's not true anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now you it's only like have 10 years
right?
to get it out. 10 years to get it out. So what we used to have is one of our greatest wealth transfer tools, the IRA account, has been really hurt by the IRS. So let's look at it now. So if your advisor's not talking to you about taxes, he's not talking to you about Roth conversions, he's not checking to see how many sources of tax-free income that you currently have, give me a call right now because I have to ask you, do you think taxes are going to be higher or lower in the future. If we can pay taxes now at a lower rate and save us money in the future, I think that's a wonderful idea. Give us a call right now.
It's all about being proactive. 636-230-8824 for that tax analysis. 636-230-8824. The website, yourmoneymatterstl.com. Do you need a backup plan in retirement? Coming up, listen to what Donny Osmond almost did. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Wall, the All Financial Group. I just want to say Happy New Year to everybody. I hope you had a safe and happy new year. We look forward to 2023. I can't believe it's already here. So let's look forward to it, and I look forward to a wonderful year. Congratulations, Happy New Year, and welcome to 2023.
Okay, single room with a queen-size bed, non-smoking. $139.50.
The ad said $99 a night.
That's before the fees.
Fees?
Yeah, the service fee, internet fee, parking fee, ice bucket fee. You might use the luggage cart.
Unexpected fees. We see them all the time. Cell phone bill, cable, and internet provider. Have you purchased a car lately? And your retirement accounts. Steve All and the All Financial Group can show you how to identify these fees and design a plan to reduce them. It's all a part of Steve's complimentary fee analysis with a deep dive into your 401k and other holdings.
Oh, forgot the free breakfast fee. Oh, and the dome over the pool fee.
More of your money can go toward your retirement and not some suit on Wall Street. Call Steve at the All Financial Group today for your complimentary fee analysis. Call 636-230-8824 or online at yourmoneymatterstl.com.
The subject of retirement has lots of moving parts, and the way you plan for it is going to be unique to you. Well, that's why we created the All Financial Hour podcast. Download episodes and listen at your convenience. In the car, to or from work, maybe at the gym, whatever works for you, go to the podcast section of iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play and look for the All Financial Hour podcast.
Questions for Steve about today's show? Call us now at 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Now, let's get back to the show.
We do appreciate you joining us here today for the All Financial Hour with Steve All. I want to make sure you get that phone number. Again, guys, if you have questions about what we're talking about or you're looking for that second opinion, 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824. The website, yourmoneymatterstl.com. The Wall Street Journal did a feature on four people in retirement. Stick with me here. I'm about to throw a lot of info at you, but each of them had saved between $1 and $2 million. They each spend about $100,000 a year. So you would think that they've secured a comfortable retirement, but there were still stories about cutting back on spending due to things like inflation and taxes and, you know, worried about market losses. The only person who seemed secure was the one with a pension. So this seems to show that even though people, you know, saved a very good amount, you know, that $1 to $2 million, they're still worried about running out of money and concerned about where that money's going to come from every single month. So if a pension's not available, and we know they're not, they're very few and far between, how else can we generate that guaranteed income, Steve?
Well, I think the biggest thing you hit on that article was $1 to $2 million spending about $100,000. As you just put it, how much fixed income do I have? What is the amount for my Social Security? That's why we want to optimize that and get the most that we can. You know, it's not always the maximum amount. It's the most that we can get out of the account. So that's one of the things that we have to look at. Do you have a pension? Pensions are fantastic. They're going to be there the following month. That's the reason why a lot of people like them. A lot of people are looking at them. And that's when you put it here. The person with the guaranteed income isn't as concerned as the people that are pulling money out of the accounts. This year is a great example why pulling money from a depreciating asset can be a lot of problems. Sherry was into the office. She was divorced. She had a very nice nest egg lifestyle that she really enjoyed having. And she said, how can I continue this lifestyle? So in the very beginning, we took a part of her assets, put it into a fixed indexed annuity with an income rider. We wanted the best guarantees that we could possibly get. But we told her we were not going to turn on the income for about 5 years. We're going to let it percolate a little bit, get the amount up to where we really wanted it to be. And at that point, it would cover her lifestyle. So for those first 3 to 4 years, she was having to pull some money out of her accounts to meet her lifestyle needs. Then we turned on the income in about 2019. So we're doing the 2020 reviews. People's accounts were down. I don't have a crystal ball, and we cannot protect when we have the market losses that we had then. She came in for a review. She goes, you know, I'm not really concerned about what's going on in the market right now. And I said, excuse me? She goes, yeah, that income I turned on? She said, I just look in my checking account and it comes in the same time every month. So I know the money's there. So I know I can spend it. And I don't have to worry about what I was doing those other 2 to 3 years when I was actually pulling money out of my accounts. Now it's there. So I'm okay. I'm not really concerned about this. Markets will return. So it was just one of those examples of how having that fixed income. I think Mel puts it best when we start to talk about retirement. Only three things you need to worry about in retirement is income, income, and income. Because it's about what you can spend. It's about your lifestyle. Those are the most important thing. So if you would like to receive a guaranteed income that you cannot outlive, give me a call right now. Let's look at an income plan for you to see if it would make sense to take a portion of your money, set it on the side, to turn on that income that covers your basic living expenses, covers your lifestyle. And then the extras can be taken out of the rest of your portfolio. Give me a call right now. Ask for that income plan.
Having that guaranteed income for life, guys, gives you that added sleep insurance, right? Knowing that money's coming in every single month. If you'd like to come in for that income strategy session, give a call right now, 636-230-8824. 636-230-8824. Again, it's complimentary. The website, yourmoneymatterstl.com. And speaking of income, at the age of 64, Donnie Osmond, he's still going strong, making tons of money with the shows in Vegas. He's actually booked through November. If that's on your bucket list, get out there and see him. But back in the day, almost didn't happen. He actually tells Carlos Watson that he had to think about a backup plan when his career faltered in the late 1980s.
You know what? I got to find another line of work because I'm out of money. I've got a family to support and I have no career. I was going to start a security company because I love electronics and surveillance. So I know a lot about that stuff. And I thought, well, I got to do something that I know something about and I have a passion because the music thing's not working, even though that is my big passion.
Wow. Okay. First of all, I never knew that that was the case. And he talks about here, I'm out of money. I got a family to support. Steve, that's crazy.
Very much so. I mean, I'll admit, the Donnie and Marie show, I liked watching Marie a lot more than I like watching Donnie. I mean, I will admit it, goes from there. But no, but they've continued to move on and go forward. And that's when I think a lot of people, when you start to look at that work, we had John and Dot in earlier this week. They're looking at it right now. A lot of people don't realize that when they start to look at those lump sum versus pension options, that as interest rates rise, the amount that a person can get for their lump sum decreases. And a lot of people come in, why are they decreasing the amount of my lump sum? I said, because interest rates are rising. You don't have to use as much money to buy the guaranteed income that we just got done talking about. Mm-hmm. It takes less money to do that. So they had come in and they wanted to look at it and say, okay, here's the things that we're looking at. One, if we retire now, should we take the pension or the lump sum? Two, if we don't retire now, the lump sum is decreasing, so we probably won't get as much. What would our retirement look like if we worked for 2 more years? So that was the scenarios that they had asked for. That's the scenarios that we gave them. Depending on rates of return, they weren't heavy spenders. There was not a big difference between the pension and the lump sum now, unless they prematurely passed. If they prematurely passed, the lump sum would be more important. Why? Because they control the asset. It doesn't go away. If they live for a very long time, the pension would make more sense. So we ran all these numbers for them. Then we ran, what if we work for 2 more years and take the pension? Much better. And it was very simple for them because of her age. They didn't have to worry about what's healthcare going to cost me? How am I going to get to age 65? All the questions that happen if you make the decision to retire early. So the greatest thing about it is when we walked out, they looked at it and said, okay, we could retire now. The company that we work for has been bringing back a lot of the old employees as consultants. And he looked at it and he said, you know, I could probably retire now, go back as a consultant in 2 to 3 months, and then if I want to quit, I can quit at any time.
Smart.
So what it does is it gives them those options. And to me, that is what planning is all about. I don't believe my job is just about rate of return, because I'll get that question. What's your rate of return? Our rate of return is very comparable to everybody else's out there. But what are you getting if you're just paying an advisor for a rate of return? Are you getting the planning? Who do you ask the questions of? Do I take a lump sum or a pension? What happens if inflation's a little higher? What if all of a sudden the kids need to borrow money? I said, they're usually not borrowing it. You're just giving it to them. But how would that affect your retirement? Once you have a retirement plan in place, it's much easier to do the what ifs. So if you're like John and Dot, you got that decision about, do I take the lump sum? Do I take the pension? Do I retire now or do I work for a few more years? Give us a call right now. Ask for the comprehensive retirement plan and we'll run the scenarios that you would like to see for your retirement. Give us a call right now.
That phone number, 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824. Again, for that comprehensive retirement plan, it really allows you to see where you are today and figuring out, connecting the dots of where you want to be and laying it all out, making sure all the pieces fit the way you want them to. Most importantly, doing it with somebody like Steve and the team at the All Financial Group with decades of experience. Again, that phone number, 636-230-8824. Lots of great details and, of course, more information about Steve and the team online at yourmoneymatterstl.com. Coming up next, keeping up with the rising cost of health care in retirement. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Ball, the All Financial Group. I just want to say Happy New Year to everybody. I hope you had a safe and happy new year. We look forward to 2023. I can't believe it's already here. So let's look forward to it, and I look forward to a wonderful year. Congratulations, Happy New Year, and welcome to 2023.
The good and bad with home improvement projects. The good, you save a buck or two. The bad,
Kevin, there's no hot water.
So you move on to the car.
Kevin, what's with the car?
Good news, you can recover from these.
Kevin!
Well, most all of them. But when it comes to your retirement, a mistake can be devastating. Call Steve All and the All Financial Group. They've been helping folks plan for retirement for years. That's why they've been able to correct do-it-yourself problems before their problems. Get your complimentary assessment of where you are now and look at some of the retirement boxes you haven't even thought of.
Kevin!
You can't YouTube your retirement. Call Steve today, 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Get more details at yourmoneymatterstl.com.
The subject of retirement has lots of moving parts, and the way you plan for it is going to be unique to you. Well, that's why we created the All Financial Hour podcast. Download episodes and listen at your convenience. In the car, to or from work, maybe at the gym, whatever works for you, go to the podcast section of iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play and look for the All Financial Hour podcast.
Want to retire with confidence? Get more details at yourmoneymatterstl.com. Now, let's get back to the show.
You're listening to the All Financial Hour with Steve All. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend. Grab some coffee, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Of course, we always love hearing from you, 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. The website, yourmoneymatterstl.com. When it comes to retirement expenses, there's one line item that Americans get wrong: how much they'll spend on healthcare and medical. They told a Fidelity survey that over a 20-year retirement, they think they'll spend around $41,000. Wow. The research shows the real estimate is $315,000. That doesn't even include long-term care here, Steve. So what's their reaction when you point out the difference and how you plan to afford it?
Well, that's what people don't realize. You know, it was shocking to me when I would do the presentations and people would come in and go, you mean Medicare's not free? I thought when I got to age 65, I wasn't going to have any more cost. And
wow.
I said, no, Medicare is not free.
Where did that rumor start? We hear that a lot.
I don't know on that one right there. But, you know, no, I said Medicare's means tested. That means the more money that you make, the higher the cost is going to be. And then the big difference in Medicare is like the corporate insurance that most of us have grown up with. It's like the 80-20 and a maximum amount that you have to pay. In the area of Medicare, the 20 is uncapped. It can keep going up as high as you can possibly get. But then we start to look at what about long-term care? And that's one of the reasons, you know, why I really got into the industry. Is I had to look at it when my mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. I was not in the industry. My mother gets diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and I'm down there with mom and dad, and they had a financial person that sold them products. They didn't talk about planning, and they didn't do all those other things. And so my mom and dad's long-term plan was, which asset are we going to sell to keep mom in the memory unit? It wasn't the plan that I looked for. So I had to look at it and I said, Steve, you're helping feed people with financial services in the corporate world, business owners and things like that. But you're not helping people like your parents. What's wrong with you? So I switched to this side of the industry. And I think in this side of the industry, that's why when you hear me talk, my focus is more about planning than products. Because I think you have to have the plan. And I think that plan has to have a tax strategy. The biggest question that most people have is, how am I going to get my income? Social Security optimization, estate and legacy planning. And that's what we're talking about right here. And I think most people don't realize that everybody out there has a plan for long-term care. And I know some of the people listening right now just shook their head and said, I don't have a long-term care plan. And I say, yeah, you do. You got the same one mom and pop had. What asset are we going to sell? I challenge people. Open up your portfolio. Circle the asset that you will sell first if you or your spouse has to go into a long-term care facility. That's the plan that a lot of people have out there. And I think there are other ways that we can cover long-term care exposures. I think our industry's done a very poor job of selling long-term care insurance. Long-term care in the area of St. Louis can cost anywhere from $10,000 to $13,000 a month.
Wow.
And if I quote a policy for you at $12,000 to $13,000 per month with inflation built into it, I can almost promise you when you get it back, you'll say that's too expensive. We go all or none. Most of us have Social Security, pensions. We don't need a policy that covers every penny of the cost. We can get between and have a smaller amount, but I think smaller LTC policies make sense. I also like the Index Universal Life with a chronic illness rider. It allows me to use the death benefit of a life insurance policy if I have a long-term care exposure. So there are more ways to cover that long-term care exposure than just circle the asset and figure out what you're going to sell. So if you don't have a long-term care plan, and you would like to sit down and talk about options. Again, that's why I got in the industry, because I think people like my parents need those types of plans. Give me a call right now. Ask about what we could do to possibly assist you with long-term care. How do we cover that expense if it happens? If it happens, give me a call now. Ask for that. We'll sit down and we'll talk about how we can look at different ways to cover you if you have a long-term care exposure.
Long-term care planning is so important. Call today, 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Don't forget about the website as well, yourmoneymatterstl.com. Forbes is out with its new list of the world's 10 highest paid athletes. I noticed that, of course, L.A. Lakers star LeBron James comes in at number two, if you can believe this, number two, with $121 million. After taxes, though, management, agent fees, more taxes after that, it's closer to maybe $50 million. Still pretty, you know, it's a good paycheck at the end of the day. But isn't this a reminder that a proper tax strategy helps us keep more in our pocket?
Well, I think tax strategy is the most important thing. I think it's the most overlooked when people go into their retirement years. And why would that be? Because you've heard our industry tell you for years, defer, defer, defer. Put all your money in your IRAs and your 401ks. You're going to be in a lower tax bracket when you enter retirement. And my experience has been that that's not true for most people. For some people, it's true in those beginning parts of retirement. But when they hit that magic age now of 72 and those required minimum distributions kick in, or they lose a spouse and they go from the married rates down to the single rates, that all of a sudden their tax brackets are very, very, very high. And that's when they come, you know, what do we do about this? At that time, there's not as much that we can do. But if we look at it and plan and do tax strategies now so that when those events happen, that we control the amount that we pay. I will be honest, if you come in and you sit down and we look at it and think Roth conversions could make sense for you, you will pay taxes now at a rate that you control versus waiting around to see what Washington is going to do and what Congress is going to do to change our taxes. I look at it to the point in forward planning around taxes. Most tax planning is done in a very myopic view of what are your taxes this year. I like to open it up and look at it to say, what is going to be the taxes over a lifetime? Are you going to pass a tax time bomb onto your children? I'm just looking at it. People that have more than $500,000 to $750,000 in their IRAs and 401ks are more than likely going to pass on a very large tax time bomb to your children. The Secure Act took away the availability for our children to stretch the IRA over their lifetime, to take out a small amount every year. They've changed it and say they have to take it out over a 10-year period. So in their highest earning years, they're going to have to pull additional money out of an IRA account, and all that money that comes out of the traditional IRA or 401k account is taxed as ordinary income. People have not thought about this. You know, we've got about 4 years left because in 2026, we're going to convert back to the Obama-era taxes. That's where we're going back to. That 25% tax bracket will start just over $83,000 in income. Right now, that 25% tax bracket takes us all the way up to almost $320,000 at 24%. We have some of the lowest tax rates in history right now. If you have more than $500,000 in your IRAs and 401ks, give me a call now. Let's talk about some of the strategies that we could use to reduce or eliminate taxes for you in retirement. And the reason why I say the $500,000 is because the strategies we employ are more effective when you're over those numbers. So please give me a call now. Let's talk about how you can control the amount of taxes that you're going to pay versus sitting out there for the legislative risk of whatever Congress decides to do in the future. Give me a call now.
636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. You know, we keep saying plan now, come in now, call now. So how do you know when your now is, Steve? Is it 5 years from retirement, 2 years from retirement? When do you need to get serious?
Right now is the best time. I like to look at it for people coming into the office. If you're 55 to 56 or above, that's the best time. A lot of people are saving diligently for their retirement. And if we catch them in the early years prior to retirement, we might be able to shift the way you're saving for retirement so that it's more tax efficient. If we look at strategies around Roth conversions, sometimes it's easier to do that when you're younger. Sometimes if you're not 59 and a half, it's harder. But what it does is it gives us the availability to shift, because we've been told forever, defer, 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 you're going to be in a lower tax bracket. I don't believe that's true. Let's look at the other ways that you could possibly save for retirement that are going to be more tax efficient in the future. If I don't put it all in a tax deferred account, I don't have to worry about converting it out of that tax deferred account, is all I'm really trying to say. We could look at Roth. We could look at index universal lives, where I can put the money in, it grows tax deferred. And if I take it out properly, it's tax free. What I believe to be the second source of non-taxable income. I think it's very important, but now's the time. 59 and a half is a great place to be. 5 years before retirement, if you're thinking about retiring early, is also a guide that I will use for people. Give me a call. Do it now.
The phone number is 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. The website, yourmoneymatterstl.com. Coming up next, one of the biggest myths about planning for retirement. We're going to talk about that and much more. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Ball, the All Financial Group. I just want to say Happy New Year to everybody. I hope you had a safe and happy new year. We look forward to 2023. I can't believe it's already here. So let's look forward to it, and I look forward to a wonderful year. Congratulations, Happy New Year, and welcome to 2023.
Getting Uncle Sam and Wall Street out of your pocket.
Hey, get out of there.
Let's get back to Steve All and the All Financial Hour.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to the All Financial Hour with Steve All. We do appreciate you joining us. Check out the website. Lots of great resources there as well. YourMoneyMattersSTL.com. Better yet, we love hearing from you and, most importantly, helping you reach that retirement goal you worked so hard for. 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Sometimes we talk about the myths of retirement here on the show, and Forbes says that one of the most common ones is that we'll be in a lower tax bracket when we quit working. Certainly seems to, kind of make sense, but it's not true, is it?
No, in a lot of cases, I'm going to say the answer's no. It might be in the beginning part, but then when we start talking about the death of a loved one, or we hit age 72 and the required minimum distributions kick in, it's not true anymore. I usually ask it at almost every presentation too I do. For those that are retired, how many are in a lower tax bracket? Are not in a lower tax bracket, and a lot of hands shoot up. And it's kind of nice to see that when the people that are sitting there in the room go, well, wait a minute, why is that not true? And that's the question that you just ask. And I look at it, most of us have developed a lifestyle. Our lifestyle is built upon after tax income. So during my working years, I live on my after-tax dollars, and that's the standard of living that I want to live once I retire. Well, we were only allowed to put money into IRAs and 401ks for most of our savings years. How is that going to be taxed when we take it out? It's going to be taxed as ordinary income, the exact same thing that it was when we deferred it years ago. So if I have to have so much income and I need the same type of spending, it kicks it in that I'm going to have approximately the exact same income. And that's where I look at it for people. We talk about the markets and we talk about market risk. Right now, that's the big thing. Inflationary risk is big right now. Is it transitory? Is it going to go on forever? We don't know how long it will last, but I'm sure it's not going to stick around for the rest of our lives. But the thing that we don't talk about a lot right now is legislative risk. See, folks, when they gave us those 401ks and those IRAs, they said, okay, we're going to allow you to defer these taxes. When you start taking it out, it's going to become taxable income. And when you pass away, we're going to allow your heirs to stretch it over the rest of their lifetime. So that this is a lifetime investment that it can go on to second generation. Well, guess what happened during the SECURE Act? They got rid of the stretch IRA. Now all the money that we've saved, your IRAs, your 401ks. Upon your passing, when they go to your children will have 10 years to get it out of that taxable bucket. So instead of them stretching it over their lifetime, and if they prematurely pass, our grandchildren doing it, now they have to take it over a 10-year period.
Wow.
And I think that has changed tremendously. That's the biggest risk that we currently have out there, is legislative risk. What's Congress going to do? They gave us the Roth IRA. Since they've given it, they've changed the rules 3 to 4 different times. They started limiting the amount that we could put into them. They started limiting who could put money into them. Now they're talking about, okay, Roth conversions. Roth conversions, if you make more than $400,000, you can't do. That includes the conversion. So the legislative risk is the biggest risk that we're currently facing. We have 4 years left of some of the lowest tax rates in history. January of 2026, if Congress does not make the Trump tax cut permanent, tax rates will go back to the Obama-era tax rates. Everybody will be getting a tax increase if they do not make that permanent. So my statement of it is, if you've got $500,000 or more, and the reason why I say that is the strategies that we implement work better if you have $500,000 or more in retirement assets. Give us a call. Let's look at it. Let's do a tax map. Let's find out, would Roth conversions make sense for you now? The question that I always ask people, and I think everybody comes with the exact same things. Almost everybody wants three different things. They want a higher net worth, they want more control of their assets, and they want to pay less taxes. Nobody really wants to pass the tax time bomb that's going on to our kids. So give me a call now. Let's take advantage of what's currently going on and try to get the things that we can do, pay taxes at a rate that we're willing to pay versus looking at what taxes are going to be 3, 5, 10 years in the future, whatever Congress makes the decision that that's what we're going to do. Give me a call now. Let's take advantage of those strategies. Again, if you have $500,000 or more, the strategies work better. Give me a call now. Remember, we only got till January of 2026 to take advantage of these historically low rates.
That phone number is 636-230-8824. 636-230-8824. Again, that's to sit down and put together that tax map, take advantage of where taxes are now, put that tax plan in place to see exactly what's going to happen in the next few years, 2026. Can we see some changes coming our way? 636-230-8824. The website, yourmoneymatterstl.com. One of the big unknowns in retirement is what you're going to spend on health care. So what if I told you that you might lose as much as 14% of your nest egg to unexpected health care costs? That's what a study from the National Bureau of Economic Research found. It's a pretty big percentage there. And researchers say that for wealthier retirees, the percentage will actually be higher. Bottom line, how do we prepare for this?
Well, that's one of the things that's the big wild card, long-term care. It's everybody is out there. 67% of the people think they're the ones that won't need long-term care. That's a big percentage.
That's a big percentage
when you start asking the question. And I think our industry's done a very poor job of selling long-term care. You know, what we do is we come out and we sell these big Cadillac plans. You know, if you go into a nursing facility, it's going to cost you $13,000. Let's buy this great big plan with a big inflationary buffer with it. And then all of a sudden people look down and says, I can't afford that. Mm-hmm. That's too much. So, we use it like an all or none mentality. And I think that's, we've done very poorly with that. You know, it doesn't have to be all or none. We can have something in the area of traditional long-term care insurance. The problem with that is it keeps getting more and more expensive. So we look at how other ways that we could cover a long-term care exposure. I like to use the indexed universal life insurance policy. It's not for everybody because not everybody quote, can qualify for life insurance. But it gives me that availability that I could use the death benefit early if I have a long-term care exposure. It's designed completely different than the insurance that you've been sold your entire life. You know, I hated it when I sat across the table from an insurance agent and they would look at me and they go, Steve, you've got Lori and the two kids. We need to make sure you have coverage and I can get you the most death benefit that I can possibly get for the least amount of life insurance possible. I'm going to be honest. I felt guilted into buying those policies and I did.
Yeah.
I felt guilted buying them. So when I started looking at life insurance in retirement planning, I was kind of jaded. But then I had to look at what we've got here. This is designed completely different. We're using the IRS code to our advantage. The IRS code says a insurance benefit. You have to use after-tax money to put in. It grows tax-deferred. And if you take it out properly, it's not taxed. Okay, so wait a minute. I get tax-deferred growth, and if I take it out properly,
yeah, you don't
pay taxes
on
it? Yeah, so that's using code 7702 of the IRS code, which is for life insurance, but it's designed differently. I want the least amount of insurance that I can possibly get into the policy and still call it life insurance, so I can put as much money as possible into it. And if I do have that long-term care event, I can use part of that death benefit to offset that chronic illness. So I think it's a tool that can be used both ways because I use them for myself because I know one of two things could happen. I can have a long-term care event or I'm going to pass away. My heirs will benefit either direction. I prefer to stay alive longer and not worry about the long-term care, but both will
don't
work.
We all, yes.
And that's what I said. I didn't care for insurance either, but I think it's a tool that a lot of people need to hear about. It's been going on for a long time. Let's sit down and talk about how that might help you with the coverage of a long-term care event.
Yeah, it's all about getting the education, right? The more you know. That phone number, 636-230-8824. 636-230-8824. Don't forget about that website. Lots of great information as well. Your Money Matters, STL.com. You have been listening to the All Financial Hour with Steve Aum. My name is Jessica. We appreciate you joining us. And as always, Steve, you'd like to leave us with a quote. What do you have today?
I think with everything that's going on right now, I'm going to use a Thomas Hardy quote today. Time changes everything, except that one thing within us, which is always surprised by change. Again, that comes from Thomas Hardy.
Beautiful. Have a great weekend. We appreciate you joining us. We'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Steve Aum, the All Financial Group. I just want to say Happy New Year to everybody. I hope you had a safe and happy new year. We look forward to 2023. I can't believe it's already here. So let's look forward to it, and I look forward to a wonderful year. Congratulations, Happy New Year, and welcome to 2023.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Wealth Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. BWA and the All Financial Group are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BWA, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.